But you used to in barber shops, when the barbers used these straight razors, they'd have these long things, they...
Razors,
right. I've heard people tell me that those things really made more noise than, if they were going to get spanked with one, it made more noise than they heard.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any experience with one of them?
No, I never really have.
Say, if you were going to, if you had a shotgun, you would fire, say, a shell or a shotgun, but what would you say you'd fire in a pistol or a rifle?
What are you saying? Say that again.
Okay, you would fire a shell and a shotgun, but what would you fire in a pistol or a rifle?
Cotton.
And this thing that you probably played on when you were growing up, it was a long board, and one kid could sit on one end and one child on the other. You go like that.
Seesaw.
What would you say you were doing?
Seesaw.
Seesaw. Or something kind of like that, have a long board and be anchored in the middle, but it'd go round and round.
They call that flanging.
Flanging. Did you ever have anything that was like a long board, a limber board, that was anchored on both ends so that you could jump up and down on the middle of it?
No, people missed that one.
Ever heard of a jump board or a juggling board?
Juggling board, I've heard of it.
You've heard of a juggling board. And these things that were suspended from the limb of a tree had a board for a seat?
Swing.
Could you make those out of different things besides just a board?
Yeah, maybe not a more thin thing. The main thing of having a suspension or something that comes from the limb. Sometimes you use a chain, sometimes you use a rope.
Yes, sir.
Something like that. First, you have a piece of wood and seat of it. And you have your swing.
Did any of the houses around here, were they ever heated by coal burning stoves?
Used to. Used to.
Well now, next to the stove, somebody might have some kind of container to keep some coal in for the stove. What would that be called?
Called coal scuttle.
Mm-hmm. How was that thing shaped? Was it
kind of shaped with a kind of a square point on it? Back here around and then would in. Come in kind of square, mm-hmm. Almost like a funnel like.
That would make it easier to pour the coal out?
Coal in, that's right.
What about the pipe that ran out the back of the stove? What'd you call that?
Stove pipe.
Is that the same thing as a flue, or is that different?
No, the stove pipe would go up in a flue. The flue is supposed to be built out of brick. The stove pipe would go up in.
So the flue was inside the house?
Right.
Part of the house?
Part of the house.
That the stovepipe went into?
Right.
I see. Well, what about this thing that people use when they're doing yard work? It's got these two long handles and one wheel down front. You could put a bag of cement in it or something like that and move it around.
Wheelbox?
Yes. You ever heard people call that anything else?
I don't think so.
Did you ever hear it called the Georgia buggy?
Yeah, I have.
Is that?
Yeah, I think
that. But it was just the same thing as a wheelbarrow.
Same thing.
Yeah. Or say, if you wanted to sharpen a knife of yours, something that you could hold in your hand, a kind of rock, and sharpen it.
Wet rock.
Say if you had an axe and you wanted to put an edge on that, something bigger, a wheel that turned around. That you could put an edge on that axe with.
Grind the stump.
Mm-hmm. How did those things turn around?